I shall proclaim to you the word of God, the gospel of the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. For someone who is going off to seminary with an eye toward ordination, it's a bishop's choice always. The bishop's choice, and different bishops choose different seminaries for different reasons. In my case, my bishop was mindful that I was heading for seminary after a 20-year Navy career of moving around and living in different places all over the nation and in different parts of the world. He knew that. He knew that the Weller family were well and truly established in Harrisburg and did not want to move again. And so my bishop, Charlie McNutt, a kind and loving man and a dear, dear friend, gave me a choice of two nearby seminaries. Lutheran Theological Seminary at Gettysburg, there on the battlefield, and the United Church of Christ Seminary in Lancaster, with the stipulation and understanding that during my seminary years, I also would take certain courses that he would designate at the Episcopal Theological Seminary in Alexandria, Virginia. And so I contemplated what the bishop offered to me, at Gettysburg being a 40-minute daily drive each way, and Lancaster, 60 minutes. My choice was Gettysburg, and that is a choice which I appreciate to this day, although I know full well that Lancaster would have been equally memorable and rewarding and enjoyable and educational. I was the only Episcopalian in a forest of Lutherans. One day in class, a student asked the professor whether the most important Christian holiday was Christmas or Easter. And the professor thought about it a moment, and he asked for a show of hands there in the class. What do you think is the most important holiday? Is it Christmas or is it Easter? And he gave us a second to think about it, and a lifetime of holiday memories raced through my mind in an instant. From my childhood, our annual family outing the Sunday before Christmas to find and cut a reasonably symmetrical Christmas tree in the scrub oak and piney woods of Bay County. And it used to be that we could do that, and you didn't buy a Christmas tree. The eternal weight of Christmas Eve dragging all day long when I was a child. Oh, my gosh. Chill, foggy nights of Christmas Eve midnight mass with my father at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. And then the excitement of Christmas morning at our house when I was a little boy. And then with Linda and Melinda and Joe and our daughter Tass years later, and those wonderful trips on Christmas Day to see the parents and the grandparents. Over against all that, there was anxiously opening the front door on Easter morning to peek out and see whether the Easter Bunny had left our candy and egg-filled baskets on the front porch. And then later, of course, we'd got all dressed up in our new Easter finery to go to the Easter service and the Easter egg hunt that we had at St. Andrew's Church. And that went through my mind. And when the vote came, the show of hands in class, every Lutheran in the class, theologically tuned, theologically correct, somber and certain, voted for Easter. And then I, the lone Episcopalian, voted for Christmas. The professor ratified the Lutheran vote, the Lutheran view, the empty tomb. He said the empty tomb and its doctrine of the resurrection is foundational to the Christian faith, more elemental to Christian theology than the virgin birth, the star of Bethlehem, and the doctrine of the incarnation. The professor was theologically correct, professionally correct, of course, orthodox and right. I knew it then. I know it now. But I did not see it that way then. I do not see it that way today. Faith is not only mind. Faith is not only intellect. Faith is in the heart. It's feeling. Now, excitement and festivities aside, first things first, and I will go theological on you for a moment, none of it would have happened without the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God. All things were made through the Word, and without the Word, nothing was made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The law was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. Resurrection of Easter Day astounded the apostles. I grant you that it astounded the apostles, and it ignited the gospel's explosion into a pagan world. But there was before Easter morning, there was. And what was the love of God. As a mature adult, and I was 45 years old that day in seminary class, as a mature adult, trying to quickly think theologically that morning, and still this Sunday morning of Epiphany, when we celebrate the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, if I must choose between Christmas and Easter, I choose the beginning. Jesus came and Christmas happened because the God of Adam, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ loves us, loves you, loves me. Everything follows from that. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over churning chaos, and the Word of God, even Christ himself, said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And whatever the Word said, it was so. And it came to pass in those days that there were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the river Jordan. And straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the gospel begins. We know the rest of the story. We know the gospel. We know the good news. We know these stories that became our personal property at our baptism. Satan will tempt and be rejected. Satan will tempt and be renounced. The lame will walk. The deaf will hear. The blind will see. Beloved little girls and widow's sons will be raised from the dead. Judas will betray and Peter will deny. His own will receive him not, and Pilate will send him to a horrible execution. He will suffer and die and lie dead in a tomb. We know the gospel. At early dawn on the first day of the week, the women will go to the tomb but find it empty because of the love of God. And because of all this, through his birth and baptism, his godly life, through his death and resurrection, and our own baptism into his death and resurrection, God will raise us also, and all because the creating Word was in the beginning with God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over churning chaos. And the Word of God said, "Let there be light." And it was so. In the beginning was the Word. Before the cross, before the tomb, before Easter morning, the Word was in the beginning with God. I proclaim the Word to you this morning. I proclaim the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, I be returning the prayer book to page 300.